You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Good morning to you, Adam. And of course, you're starting with this awful, awful story. Another, you know, gunman opens fire at a high school in the U.S.
Yeah, isn't it a horrible, awful thing, and clearly going to be terrible for the families and friends of those involved. But we know 17 people were killed and 14 people injured and hospitalized because of their injuries, and that the supposed gunman, an ex-student, we believe an expelled ex-student, Nicholas Cruz, is now in police custody. All this at a school north of Miami, 40 miles or so north of Miami. People are talking about the sheer horror of it, hiding under cupboards, under desks, and texting for help and so forth. President Trump has tweeted his condolences. There is, of course, a slightly ambiguous phrase. He says, "No child, teacher, or anyone should ever feel unsafe in an American school." What does that mean, Mr. Trump? Does that mean gun laws? Does that mean you're going to give guns to teachers? But how's this for a stat? This is thought to be the 18th school shooting in the United States this year already. How you stop that? Well, the rest of the world seems to have at least slowed that sort of stuff. America doesn't seem to want to. And from the outside view, you get that feeling America is willing yeah. to put up with school massacres because they're not doing anything about it.
It's utter, utter madness. Now, a new Alzheimer's drug is designed to help stop dementia as a side effect.
Yeah, the problem with Alzheimer's is that psychosis can kick in so that it can cause hallucinations, terrifying hallucinations and paranoia and all that goes with psychosis. 45 million people around the world suffer from this particular thing. The current antipsychotic drugs actually speed up the brain's deterioration. So whilst they help the side effect of Alzheimer's, they make the Alzheimer's worse. Lo and behold, at Exeter University in the west of England, they found a drug called pimavanserin, which they believe blocks a very specific brain receptor and therefore treats the psychosis without any side effects, without speeding up the actual Alzheimer's. They need some further tests in America, I believe they're being conducted. But, you know, at the moment, pimavanserin is thought to be not quite a miracle drug, but a really important drug for 45 million people as well.
That's going to make a lot of difference in a lot of people's lives. Thanks, Adam, with The Worldview from London. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from at Tongai Muraiwa, who tweeted the question, "What is Monaco's status? Is it an independent state or is it part of France? How does it fit in with the current geopolitics situation? Hashtag Emirates Worldview." To get to the answer, we spoke to tourism lecturer at Tshwane University of Technology, Unati Henama.
Yes, Monaco is a country. This constitutional monarch is the second smallest country in the world at 2 square kilometers, bordering France and the Mediterranean Sea. It received its independence from France in 1861 when a treaty was signed where Monaco gave away 95% of its land form in exchange for its independence. It levies no income tax on its citizens. Tourism is the major driver of the economy. It is popular because of the Monaco Grand Prix and Monte Carlo, where gambling and gaming is the order of the day. And Prince Albert III married a South African swimmer named Charlene Whitstock, and that is what makes Monaco a great country to visit.
Congratulations to Tongai for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like traveling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.